Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Tonight at 8 Central, 7 Mountain, South Dakota Focus, we'll take a closer look at the nursing home and long-term care facilities in the state in relation to COVID-19. SDPB's Stephanie Ristler is the host of the show, and she's joining us today with a preview. Welcome, Stephanie. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori. Yeah, we're going to be focusing on some of our senior living, our long-term care facilities, but we're also going to be looking at folks that are self-isolating at home. A lot of our seniors aren't in a facility. They're at home. They know some of them are at a higher risk for severe illness. So what programs are available to them to help them stay healthy mentally, physically, make sure that they're getting the food and the meals that they need? So we're going to be looking at a handful of things all related to our seniors across South Dakota.
I love this idea. What an important topic. And also joining us on the phone, Jackie Hendry. She's SDPB's healthcare beat reporter, and she's going to be a guest on tonight's South Dakota Focus. Welcome back, Jackie. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori. Thanks for having me back.
Aren't you just grateful to be a healthcare beat reporter right now? I mean, I know you actually are, so that's...
I mean, I definitely feel I have job security right now, so that's the bright side.
and we're awfully glad you're on the team when that happens. It just feels you get a lot of confidence going into a story like this, knowing that somebody qualified is already on staff and ready to jump. So, Stephanie, I want to start with you and tell me some of the guests that you're going to have tonight to tackle this really broad topic.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, Jackie will be on, and of course, she's always our go-to person with story ideas and going to her, is this true, Jackie? What can you tell us? So she'll be on to talk about some of the conversations she has had already with some of the different healthcare organizations and what they're seeing, what their needs are, how they're trying to take care of their own members. So she'll share some of that. In addition, we're going to bring everybody up to speed on some of the COVID-19 positive cases that have happened in one of the Avera facilities in Sioux Falls, Prince of Peace, in addition to Sanford's Good Samaritan Society Village. I visited with both of their directors to talk about where things are now, where they hope things are going into the future. I also brought on Nathan Gelhaus, and he is a third-generation senior living owner. He's got facilities in Aberdeen and Yankton. So his are smaller, if you will, and he talks to us about his fear and concerns for his patients, the employees, all that goes into that, so we'll have him on. And then I reached out to George Larson, who's part of Western South Dakota's Meals on Wheels, to figure out what is he seeing in terms of volunteers that are needed, in terms of extra meals that need to be delivered. He's going to bring us up to speed. And then SDSU Extension, I touched base with some of those folks because they often provide workshops and events. It's for people of all ages, but they really do cater to some of our older Americans. And now that, you know, nobody can go to these workshops, they're going to share with us how they have creatively put together programs to make sure those that they serve are still getting those important things and that they need. So it'll be a big lineup and a good lineup.
And maybe I'm not just brush past this if you don't want to talk about it, Stephanie, but you mentioned the other day, I think you're going out and doing some of this volunteering because there have been gaps in the community for Meals on Wheels. Is that...
Yeah, absolutely right. We're down here in Vermilion, and social media has been one way we have all kind of stayed connected, and a note came out that volunteers were needed, and myself and my children, we threw on our masks and our gloves, and we went out, and we brought meals to individuals that needed them, which is what prompted me then to call to Rapid City to see, well, are they too in need of more volunteers? And what I found was absolutely they are, and not just to deliver the meals, but to actually make the meals. And Western South Dakota, they serve the entire western side of our state all the way up to Lemon. So they have a large geographic area to serve, and it will be interesting tonight what George Larson shares with us in terms of what that need looks like.
Yeah. Jackie Hendry, I'm going to editorialize just a little bit, and hopefully I won't get in trouble for it, but so much national attention has been on South Dakota for a variety of reasons lately, and reporters from all over the world are trying to figure out what this story is, and then you hear somebody like Stephanie Rissler, who's not only reporting on the story, but who is getting in her car and you know, going to people's houses with her family, serving her own community. And I bring this up because I also want to talk about the fact that you have been covering nursing homes here in South Dakota and talking about some of those key concerns before the pandemic. It's a lot more nuanced than people might think. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, before this happened, there were already some concerns in nursing homes in the state. And now the pandemic, give us an overview or a little hint of some of the things that might come up in tonight's South Dakota Focus in that regard.
Right. Well, as you can imagine, if you've been watching anything about the conversations related to South Dakota's Medicaid reimbursement rate, that's important because more than 50% of residents at South Dakota's nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities, pay for their stay in those facilities through Medicaid. And the state of South Dakota has one of the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rates in the nation, and that's even with last year the legislature approved a 10% reimbursement rate increase. This year received another 2% increase. Even with those increases, facilities are losing about $43 per day per Medicaid pay resident. And again, most facilities have 50% or more Medicaid residents. So nursing homes are going into this pandemic losing money for the most part. We've seen something around six nursing homes in our state close just within the last 2 years. So add to that existing financial strain and now additional staffing issues. For instance, if a staff member needs to quarantine for 14 days, someone needs to cover their shift. Someone needs to be paid to cover their shift. And also facilities are largely having to take it upon themselves to find more personal protective equipment and sanitizing supplies and things like that. They're working through their storage pretty quickly in a situation like this. So you're paying more for that supply chain. And when it comes down to it, we've heard the governor talk about a lack of flexibility in the congressional relief package for states. She says she's not able to use that congressional aid to make up for revenues lost in a state like ours, where sales tax revenues, because of people staying home, are bound to be quite a bit lower. I did speak earlier this week with Tim Rave, who's the CEO of Sudaho, one of the advocacy groups working with long-term care facilities. And he says if sales tax revenues are as far down as people are predicting, he says there's basically no way there won't be some kind of proposed funding cut in the Medicaid space. So people are anticipating there was already a challenge for nursing homes. It's a challenge today, and more than likely it's going to be a really big long-term challenge moving forward.
So much ahead on tonight's South Dakota Focus. Stephanie Rissler, host of tonight's program, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori.
And SDPB's healthcare beat reporter, Jackie Hendry, thank you. We appreciate all you're doing.
Thanks, Lori.